Here's a get-in-the-know fact from TransUnion.com. Every 2 seconds in the U.S., someone's credit is compromised. In the average inning, that's more than 600 new victims. In an entire game, that's more than 5,000. Now, imagine if the pitcher likes to take his time. At TransUnion, they go beyond your credit score to give you the tools you need to keep your credit safe and healthy. Get in the know at TransUnion.com.
94 WIP, Howard Eskin, Keith Jones, Al Morgani, and Rhea Hughes. And joining us now, and we're going to get right down to the bottom of what's going on with this Eagles team, and that would be Connor Barwin. Connor, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you this morning, Howard?
I couldn't be better. I'm always better when I get no sleep, and that's why it's better for me this morning. It's always good like that. Don't you feel you kind of get charged up when you get little sleep?
There's always a little bit of adrenaline on some of those all-nighters.
Yeah, that's exactly right. All right. I mean, I could get right into Sam Bradford, but I'm going to wait. I just want to know, because it's voluntary, but what do you guys accomplish with these mini camps right now? It's a lot of weeks, and obviously until it's mandatory at the beginning of June. What do you accomplish?
Well, a couple of weeks ago, we had the mandatory mini camp because we had a new head coach. That's what no other team gets to do unless you also have a new head coach. So that's where you actually play some football. Other than that, we are weightlifting and running, and then we get about an hour or so to meet with our position coach. So you're starting to install the offensive and defensive system. Then you're also doing a lot of strength training to prepare for the season. Now, we have one more week of that this week, and then next week we start OTAs, where I think we do 3 weeks of that, which is actually get to play football. And then we do one last mini camp with everybody. And then that wraps it up for the summer.
So technically, and on the defensive side, there's no Fletcher Cox because his agent's kind of leading him down the path of ruin. That's my comment. You don't have to comment on it, although you might want to. But next week is when it really matters for these players to be in here then. Would you say that?
Well, I think, you know, we always like everybody to be here, of course, but when you're actually putting the helmet on and playing football, that's the most important time. If you were to ask coaches, they'd want players here, I think, during OTAs and during the mini camp, more so than kind of right now where it's just working out and some meetings.
Have you talked to Fletcher Cox?
I talk to him frequently.
And what's his deal? I mean, what's his problem?
Well, they're working out his long-term contract. I think we all know that, right?
Well, yeah, but if you were offered $60 million guaranteed, would you take it?
Well, he never told me they offered him that. And Howard, you, of course, know I'm not going to talk about his contract stuff. And they're all going to work that out and get it settled here, hopefully sooner.
Yeah, but okay, but what does it – and he's got a year left on his deal. What do you think, as a player, what does it accomplish when a player is not in there with his teammates? And what is the benefit of that?
Well, you know, Fletcher has to do what he has to do to make sure he gets the deal. And if that means he's not here right now, then that's fine. He'll be here when he has to be here. Fletcher, of course, is responsible enough. We know he's back in Mississippi training and keeping himself in shape. And he'll be ready when it's time for him to come back.
Well, why does it help him get a deal? Everybody knows, you know, I know, the team knows, he's going to be in here when it's required for him to be in here. So how does that help him getting a deal?
Hey, I think you need to get his agent back on the phone and ask him.
Okay.
He might have the answer. Or ask Fletcher, I don't know.
All right. Well, you know, I'm trying to because you've done the world tour promoting your concert, and you've been on with a lot of people. I'm just trying to get something different out of you. So now we get to the biggest question that's on everybody's mind is Sam Bradford. Here, I'm going to ask you to give me the truth, nothing but the truth, so help me God. Is Sam Bradford in this morning?
No, but he'll be here today. I talked to him, so he'll be here this week. He'll be here today.
So he will be here today.
Yeah, I feel like I'm the Sam Bradford, like, news, reporting for Sam. But, yeah, he'll be here today.
Okay, now, did he indicate to you that, you know, there was no end game in this and that's why he's coming in?
Nope, he didn't indicate any of that to me. He texted me and he said, I'll see you tomorrow. I said, I can't wait, man.
So, you know, and people worried about him coming in and kind of being part of that team again. And I don't believe all that. I think the fans are the ones that may have a problem. How do the teammates feel when he walks in? How do you think they're going to feel?
I think they'll be excited to have him back. You know, I think at the end of the day, all that we really care about in the locker room is who is the best quarterback, who's going to help us win games. And I think right now we're excited, and we know we drafted Carson Wentz, but I think most of this locker room, or if not all of us, understand that Sam is our starting quarterback, and he's going to be the best quarterback to help us win next year. So we're all excited to have him back.
You know, with your communications with Sam, I think there's very few leaders on this team, guys that are willing to take the bull by the horns. And I think you are capable, and obviously in this case, have been. What did you try to impress to Sam Bradford, about coming in?
Well, you know, those conversations I'll keep between me and Sam. But for the most part, you know, I just let him know where I stood about what happened and where most of his teammates stood. And that was that we expected him to be our starting quarterback next year. We expected him to be back this summer, and we're happy that he is going to be back this week.
Now, did you get the impression that this was all Sam's doing, or it was more the agent trying to, you know, do whatever he did? And did you get the feeling, I guess the question is simply, did you get the feeling this was more Sam's idea or the agent's idea?
Well, I'll let Sam answer those questions. I mean, and you'll have plenty of time to talk to him, and I'm sure you and everybody else will ask him that question. I'll let him do it. Let him answer that.
All right. Now, you said he told you he's coming in today. Did he tell you why he picked today to come in?
No, he did not.
You're the best. Right. So he's just going to leave Oklahoma and come off the golf course and come in and be with the team.
That's it, man. I think he missed 1 week, and there's a number of other guys that have missed 1 week throughout the last month or so. So he missed a couple of days. He's coming back, and everything's back to normal.
Okay. So it's just no harm, no foul.
There we go.
Yeah. You know, why did you become the spokesman for Sam Bradford?
Well, because I got this concert coming up that I'm trying to promote, and it actually all kind of came at the same time as the Sam Bradford thing, so I feel like I keep having to talk for him. But, you can buy tickets to my concert at
UCLA.com. I was going to ask you about the concert. Just relax about the concert. Let me get through the Sam Bradford stuff because, you know, we were all waiting for him, and now that you when he texted you and said, he's coming, I'll see you tomorrow or yesterday, and he's coming in today, how did you feel personally about trying to get this team together now knowing that Sam Bradford will be here?
Well, I was excited. I mean, I knew he was coming back. I didn't know exactly when. And when he texted me yesterday and said he'll be in this morning, I was happy because, you know, you don't want him to necessarily wait till the last mandatory minicamp or anything like that. And he's even getting here a week before the OTA. So it really, you know, the media kind of made it a big deal that he was gone last week. But it really, at the end of the day, it was only 4 days. He missed 4 days with the team, which, again, like I said, a lot of guys have missed a handful of days during this summer.
Yeah, but don't you think that really is? I know it's only 4 days, but don't you think it's important for everybody to be together? I mean, really.
Really, no, really, that's what I'm saying. I'm happy he's back. I think it's a good move that he's coming back. And, you know, again, I'm very happy. I think it's the right move by Sam to be back here this week.
All right. Now let me ask you about your concert. It is a good move. And now he's got to explain it to the fans, which I'm willing to, like anything else, I'm willing to give guys a second chance. Even though it's only 4 days, I'm willing to give guys a second chance. He'll explain himself. He'll tell everybody what he did. And he's going to have to play well anyway, regardless of whether this happened or it didn't happen. So
exactly. That's what it comes down to, how he plays.
All right. Now your concert, because I've supported you in terms of buying tickets and in terms of being there, because I think what you do, and I told somebody yesterday how involved you are in the community, and it's good to see a player that gets that involved, and you do this every year. So explain, it's on June 3rd, so explain to everybody about the concert and what they have to do, because I, like you, want to see people there.
Thank you, Howard. Yeah, we have a concert every year. My foundation matches all the proceeds, and it goes to an annual playground build that we do We finished our first playground. We're under construction at our second. We'll announce our third at the concert. We do a kind of VIP barbecue before the concert, which, Howard, you have gracefully attended the last 2 years. We'll have Mark Vetri and Kevin Spraga do the food. I'll have a number of my teammates there because it's the weekend before that mandatory mini camp, so everyone will be in town. And then we have a concert with Hop Along and Waxahachie, two local Philly bands. So it'll be a great evening. Hopefully raise a lot of money and have a lot of fun.
All right. Now, give people all the information to get to. And it is a lot of fun. And you put, your efforts into this thing are tremendous. What, give me the website, how they can get tickets, the whole deal.
Yeah, very easy. Just utphilly.com. It's June 3rd, and you can buy, general admission tickets for $20, or you can get two of the VIP tickets where you can eat and drink with me and my teammates before for an hour and a half for $300. It'll be a great time. So just utphilly.com.
All right. And Connor, people don't realize how difficult this is. How difficult is it to get the bands together, to get the venue together? And I know Union Transfer has done a really good job with you. I talked to Mark Vetri's partner last week, Jeff Benjamin, who was also there last year, and they bring the food in. How tough is it for you to get all this? You are a football player. You do have a full-time job. How tough is it for you to get all this together?
Yeah, it's the hardest part. Luckily, Union Transfer donates the venue. They donate the production, everything. And their whole staff does an amazing job. The hardest part is getting the bands to find a day and a weekend that works for the bands to play because, the music industry is so competitive. Music festivals in the Northeast are, that's where all the bands are making their money. And then all these bands play for free. And that's how we raise money. So scheduling the bands to fit and play together is probably the hardest part. But thanks to, all the promoters in the city, we all kind of work together to try to make it happen.
All right. Well, you did give me something. I'm happy for that, that you gave me the truth and nothing but the truth. And I always expected you to be that way anyway. So that's good. That's a good thing. And if you need it, and I will, up until June 3rd, we'll make a point to continue to remind people that that how good the event is and where they can get tickets and that they should be there. They got to be there. They got to be there.
And thank you, Howard. The event's sold out the last 2 years, so I would get your tickets as soon as possible.
So there is a cutoff point. There's only so many people you can get into that building.
Yeah, the building is only 1,200 tickets, and the barbecue before, I think we only sell about 150 tickets, so it goes quick.
The one thing I didn't ask you, you're a linebacker, but you're going to have to play some 4-3. Is that a big problem for you?
Well, I'm a defensive end. When I switched in college, I played defensive end. My first 2 years, I was a defensive end in the NFL. Then I moved to linebacker for the next 4 years, so I'm happy to be moving back to defensive end. It will not be a problem at all. I'm very excited about it.
All right. Connor, it's always a pleasure. If I was allowed in there today, I'd come in and thank you and say hello. But I'll see you later in the week, I'm sure.
All right. Thanks, Howard. Good talking to you.
It's great talking to you. Thanks, Connor.
All